If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, want to begin reading over at verse 22. He said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man." Now listen to this. "He was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." I want to preach just a minute or two this morning. If God will help me, we'll try not to be too lengthy. But I want to preach a question this morning. And the question is this. Are you a doer? Are you a doer? As we look at this and we see things that's taking place and we see things around this world. Our world is crumbling in around us. Our world is in utter chaos. Even this morning, as we stand here, we've come to a place in our society, we've come to a place in these United States of America that we've already lost so much. We've already, number one, lost our culture. We've already lost our cup. This used to be the Bible Belt. This used to be where people would take a strong stand on that blessed old King James Bible. It's this place where people used to stand upon the Word of God. But we've lost that today. We've deviated from that. We've pushed God out and said, "God, we've got this thing." But I want to say, praise God, this morning, we need help from the Lord. We've lost our culture. We have lost our country. A.B. Bonds said this, or Ian Bonds said this. He said, "When a nation loses their culture, the next thing to go is their country." Amen? He said, way back in the 1800s, he said, "When a nation loses their culture, when we forget what we're built upon, when we forget what we stand upon, praise God, when we forget our culture, we lose our country." Sound like where we're at? Huh? Do you know Islam is the number one growing religion in the world? But did you know Islam is the fastest growing religion in these United States? Amen? Do you realize Islam is coming to North Carolina? It's already here. Amen? They're starting to build mosques all over this country. Well, you say, "Well, preacher, what happened?" There's a whole lot of people that ain't been doers. We forgot about why God saves us. See, God wants us to get into work. Hey, if He did, He'd just save us, Brother Andrew, and take us out of here. But God left us here on purpose for a purpose. Amen. But I want to ask you this morning, are you a doer? Well, I love the writings of James, praise God. He don't play around. He gets right to the root of the thing. Amen. He said, we need to be doers of the Word. You know what that means? Let me just throw this out here while I'm here. It means that we are to live right. Amen. It means we ought to have a righteous life. That's right in the eyes of God. See, it don't matter what people think. As long as, hey, praise God, what we do, every action, every reaction, ought to line up with God. Every action, praise God, ought to be to please the good God of glory. Amen. But I want to ask you, are you a doer? Are you doing that? Are you trying to be pleasing to God? We wonder why our lives are in chaos. We wonder why our homes is in chaos. We wonder why our country is in chaos. But it's because that we, God's people, amen, it's our fault. Because we've quit being doers of the Word. Amen? But are you a doer? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't like it." Are you a doer? You say, "Well, no, I'm not." Well, praise God, we need to be. So it's where we need to line up. So let me tell you why. You know what a doer is? A doer, praise God, that word means to perform. Amen? He says, a doer, praise God, will get out there and perform a good work for God. Amen? I'm not saying he's an actor. There's a big difference between an actor and a performer. Amen? See, an actor gets out there and they just play a part. But a performer, praise God, they've got a designated role that they play, that they do, praise God, and they perform that role in a certain way to be pleasing to somebody. Amen. I wonder how far we're missing it today. I wonder why our schools is in turmoil. I wonder why our children are getting caught up in all the wickedness of this world, praise God, and it don't seem like we can do nothing about it. Could it be that we're not a doer? Amen. Our children tend to imitate us. Amen. They do. I mean, I was sitting there last night. Samantha brought my little granddaughter over, and we were sitting there at the table, and we was eating supper. And everything that Papa done, me had done. Amen. When I'd get my napkin, I'd wipe my mouth. You know what she'd do? She'd get her little napkin, and she'd wipe her mouth. When Papa would get a drink of his drink, you know what she'd do? She'd get her a drink of her drink. Amen. What's she doing? Hey, praise God, she was imitating Papa. Amen. She was performing that Papa was doing. Amen. Why? Because she, that little bitty thing, praise God, she's just 19 months old, but she wanted to be pleasing to Papa. Amen. She come up beside me the other day, and she looked up at me, and I sat in her table. She looked up at me in my arm, my cat, put her little head on the side of my leg, and she said, "Me, Papa." Glory to God. Amen. I told you tonight, praise God, hey, to hide for the kingdom, whatever she wanted. Amen. I said that to Satan, his praise God. And when we become doers of the word, glory be to God, God Almighty will be pleased with us, and he'll pour out the blessings of glory upon us. God's blessed these United States of America, and you know what's wrong with me and you? We forgot what God's done for us. Amen. I want to ask you today, are you a doer? Are we a doer of word? Praise God. He said, are we a doer or just hearers? Amen. Are we just hearers? He said, but be ye doers of the word. He didn't say, and by the way, that's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And what happens when we begin to be hearers? That hear means to be deceived or even to deceive ourselves. Said, we hear it, praise God. But you know what we do? We don't act upon it. Amen. We hear what God says, amen, but we don't back up and say, how does that affect me? See, that's where America's messed up. That's where we're messed up this morning, because that falls back on every aspect of our lives. Amen? Because, hey, we can't even have a right relationship with one another at the house of God or at the house, either one, praise God, without that right relationship with God. And the devil tries to make us think we can, but without that, praise God, he said we deceive ourselves. God's far from us. Amen? He's a stranger in the land. But praise be to God when we become doers. But he said most of the time we're not doers, we're just hearers. When we do that, we fall into a category. Amen. He says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer. Let me ask you a question. He said, if any. I want to ask you a question. Are you in that category? Well, I want to be right where the rubber meets the road this morning. Amen. Are you in that category? If any. Amen. You hear the word, you hear, but you don't do. Huh? You know what God says. You know what's right, but we refuse to do it. Amen. We deceive ourselves in thinking that everything, hey, we can just neglect the things of God and everything will be all right. And as we go along, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And we're just, it's like Brother David said this morning, it's like digging that pit. Amen. And they're throwing the dirt out, praise God, and trying to get out. And the deeper you dig, the worse off you get. I like that. Amen. But that's what we do. That's what America's doing today. Amen. We forgot our country. We've lost our culture. And we're about to lose our country. Amen. But it's time that God's people stood up. Amen. And realized. Praise God. He said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer. Now watch this. He said, he is like. Now he's going to tell us what he's like. He said, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. So he said, when we neglect God and we get rid of God, when we're hearers and not doers, he said, what we do, he said, we're like a man beholding his natural face. Natural man, praise God, is full of wickedness and evilness and desires, praise God. that we within ourselves, hey, listen to me, we cannot contain. Amen? But God Almighty will give us that. Praise God. But this natural man, he looks in that mirror and he sees, hey, he sees all the blemishes while he's looking in the mirror. Amen? Brother Rex, he sees all of those imperfections. Huh? Sometimes, you know, you see something and you do a double take and you take your glasses. I have to take my glasses off. I look in that mirror, amen, and say, what's going on there? Maybe usually it's another gray hair. Amen? I got now, don't bother me because they're all about all gray. Hey, but I see them imperfections. I see those blemishes. I can see those faults. Praise God, when I'm looking in the mirror, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to look in the mirror of God's Word and it'll show us all our faults. He'll reveal all of our imperfections. Amen? You know why the world that we live in today is wanting to get away from this old King James Bible? Because it shows you all your faults. Because it shows you all of your imperfections. It shows you all the places that you're in need of improvement. Amen? But he said this naturalist man, when he looks in that mirror, he beholds himself. And he said he beholdeth himself. See, what we do, it's easy for us to look at somebody else. Huh? We'll look at somebody else sitting beside us, somebody across the church, and say, boy, if they would just get right. Yeah, boy, they're having them a time. They're struggling. Boy, if they just get right with God. But I wonder what, if you were a doer of the Word, I wonder if they'd look and see our life, praise God, and say, you know what? I believe I'll just take what they've got. They seem like they're doing just a little better than me. Amen. Glory be when we become doers. But are we doers today of the Word? He said he beholdeth his face, or holdeth himself. Amen. When we behold ourselves, we try to do something about who we are. When we begin to realize, amen, you begin to realize that the blemishes, the imperfections, praise God, when you look in that mirror and you see them, praise God, then you say, well, wait a minute, I better fix that. You know, ladies, what you do, you splash a little more makeup on certain spots. Amen. You powder that nose just one more time. Because you're looking in there and you see you for who you are. Amen. Every little blemish, every little spot. Amen. Those defilements. Amen. We see them. But when we see them, praise God, we try to do something about it. But I'm afraid today that we don't want to look at ourselves in the volume of the book to see where we are. Amen. It's kind of like running away from the mirror. Amen. It's turning about. Turning away from the mirror, turning away from God, turning away from God. And he said, as soon as we turn away, he said, we forget who we were. Amen. It don't take you long to get down the road and you forget about that man you seen in the mirror. Amen. It don't take you long, amen, when you turn about and go another way. See what he said? He beholdeth himself and goeth what? His way. Amen. Now, if we're going to stay with God, if we're a doer of the Word, we'll behold ourselves, praise God, in the mirror, praise God, of His Word. Amen. We'll behold ourselves in the mirror of His Word. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And then when we turn about, praise God, and we go into the world, into work, into our home, wherever it goes, praise God, we'll remember, praise God, what we look like. Yeah. Amen? Thank you, Lord. We'll continue to work on what we are. But the Bible said he beheld himself and he turned and he went his way. See, I'm afraid what's happening in America today, praise God, we're all apt to go our way. But I want to say, praise God, most of the time our way ain't his way. You know, God, a man has a way that seems right, but praise God, I want to say God's got a way that is right. And when we begin to walk with Him, when we behold ourselves, praise God, and we begin to see God, and God begins to see us, and He begins to show us where we're at, glory be to God, we begin to improve. I'm not that man I used to be. Amen. What I was 10 years ago, I'm not today. What I was 5 years ago, I'm not today. What I was a year ago, I'm not today. Let me go one more. What I was yesterday, praise God, I'm not today. Amen. Glory be to God. I ask God to help my heart. Help me look in Him, the mirror of His Word and see myself clear. Amen. He might begin to help my heart, praise God. But he said he beholded himself. And he turned about and he went his way. I'm afraid we come and we listen, we hear the Word of God, but we're hearers and not doers. Amen. I want to ask you some more, are you a doer of the Word? Are you the doer of those things? Praise God. Amen. See, as long as he sees himself, as long as we see ourselves, praise God, in the volume of the book, we're apt to improve ourselves. We're apt to desire to draw closer and closer to him. Amen. We're apt to do it pretty often. But he said, in straightway, he goeth his way, and straightway, quick. And Mark said, quick, fast, a nun, in a hurry, quick, fast, and in a hurry, praise God. He said, he forgets the man that he was. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll set in Sunday school or we'll set in preaching and God will reveal who we are. Amen. According to the volume of the book. Amen. We'll see it and we'll hear it. Amen. But we won't do it. Amen. We won't take the opportunity God gives us to get around. Is there any wonder our country's failing? Is there any wonder that our culture's already been wiped out? Is there any wonder? Praise God. We used to be the buckle and the belt and the Bible belt. But praise God, we forgot God. Our culture's fall apart. We've said, you know what? It don't matter what our children do. Praise God, we're prosperous and we're going on. Who are we going on for? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Listen, are you a doer today? Are we doing the things that's pleasing to God? Or are we just playing church? Amen. That's the question we have to ask. Are we just playing church? Is it just a place to come, amen, to socialize? Or is it a place where we come to learn about the will of God? Amen. The direction he wants to take us. He says he comes and he sees himself in that mirror and he seeks to prove. In other words, he studies and he sees. And you know, in order to improve yourself, you have to get up in close to that mirror and you have to look real close. See, what's wrong with us? We don't like people. We don't like God to look at us that close. We got this idea that God, brother Dean, that God just looking at us from afar. And he can't see all those blemishes and faults and I got news for you. He looks at us, praise God, with a magnifying glass. He sees everything. He knows where you're at. He knows where you're doing. He knows why you do it. He knows even to the thoughts and the intents of heart, the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Amen. Praise God. God knows exactly where we're at. And he knows. You sat there this morning and said, well, preacher, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I come to church. Hey, I come to church on Sunday morning. I give my tithes and you know, I'm a doer, preacher. Amen. But I want to ask you, why do you do that? Why do we do it? You say, well, preacher, I want people to know that I'm there. Number one. And preacher, I want to know that I'm going to pay my part. And that's all well and good. But praise God, you ought to do it. Praise God for the glory of God. Amen. We ought to be doers because God Almighty has done so much for us. Amen. I mean, Jesus Christ the Calvary. He went up to Calvary. He died, amen, for the sins of the world, for my sins and yours. He died that he could take our sins, glory, and he could cast them into the depths of the sea. He said, as far, I got to hold this last night. I was reading there. I thought, glory to God. He said, as far as the east is from the west. Hey, from east to west. Hey, I'm glad he didn't say north and south. Now this amazed me. Now this is God. This is just an almighty God. An all-knowing God. Because he didn't say as far as the north is from the south. Because we look at our planet today and we realize that we've got a north pole and we've got a south pole. We've got beginning places. North and south. Amen. North, we got a good, and say, hey, listen, for years, for centuries, for hundreds of years, man didn't know that. Amen. They come up, they had to do exploration to find out, praise God, that there was a North Pole and a South Pole. That was the axis of the world. That's what we turn on. Amen. Praise God, God made it that way. He's got us, praise God, in His hand. And we're spinning, praise God, in the hand of God. Amen. Hey, listen, you say, what happened? God created, praise God, and He put it into motion, and He keeps it a-going. Amen. We got a sun that shines, praise God. It makes life, it gives life, praise God, and it's been burning for centuries, and it continues to burn. Never goes out. Never runs out of fuel. But God knew that they was a north and a south. He knew they was beginning places. Amen? So He didn't say that as far as the north is from the south. He said as far as the east is from the west. He said, glory be to God. He said, I'm holding her in the north and the south. Praise God, and it's spinning. And there's no starting place, and there's no stopping place. He said, what did he said, if you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll get rid of all of our sin. Amen. You know why we can't be doers today? Because we don't let the Lord get rid of our sinfulness. Amen. We got to come out of our sin, praise God, and be a separate people. The reason America's fallen, it was for years and years that all these countries looked to us. Amen. They looked to us as a superpower. We had some standards. We had some principles. Our culture was different from anywhere in the world. We were founded and set up upon the Word of God. Amen. Other countries looked to us, and other countries respected us because we offered life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen? And all of that come from the good God of glory. But amen, when we turn our back on God, amen, we forget what He's done for us. And we forget that we need improvement. Amen. We forsake the improvement. What are you saying? I'm saying we need to be conformed. He said it's a constant thing that we're looking for. He said, but whoso, and that's talking about everybody, by the way. Amen. Who, that whosoever will, that'll get in. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Now I want you to notice it. He said to look into it. Amen. To look into and when we look into it, we're looking to see. Amen. Not just to know. Because if we don't, we turn straight away, we get away from the things of God. But when we look to see, that's to look in deeper. Amen. He said, but whoso looketh into. See, that's what when we look into that perfect law of liberty. Amen. He's not talking about the law of Moses. Amen. He's talking about that covenant, that new covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He wrote out, praise God, in His blood. Amen. He said that's that covenant. He looks into, that's what the Lord was telling about over in John chapter 20. Amen. When Peter went running down there to the tomb in verse 5, and the Bible said he stooped down and he looked in. Amen. He looked in. Glory to God. He was looking to see the Savior. He was looking to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He was looking to see that could give him help. Amen. And praise God, there was the linen clothes line where Jesus had been. But praise God, He wasn't there no more. Amen. Just a few verses later, I believe it's verse 11, Mary comes along. She come running down there to me. She walks, she goes over there, she's weeping. Amen. Because she steals that stone away and they said, the Lord's gone. She comes over and she's weeping. And the Bible says, listen, it says, as she wept. See, she had lost the Lord. She had lost fight. She had lost that closeness with her Savior. And she bent, said she's stooping in. She began to behold. She began to look. Amen. What are you talking about? I said, when we bend down and we begin to really look, it's what He was talking about here. When we looketh into, praise God. When we look that we might see, praise God, where our Lord and Savior is so we can get to Him. Amen. Said she bent down, she was looking to see where her Savior was. When we begin to look down and we look to see, praise God, she came weeping. Reason we can't find Him a lot of times, because we ain't weeping enough. Amen. We don't come with a broken heart. Amen. We have to come with a broken heart. We do that if we're a doer. Amen. If you're a doer, you come with a broken heart. You come with a supplication. When we begin to see the real picture. Amen. He said, this man cometh straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law. See what he done? When we're seeing ourselves in the Word of God, we're seeing a perfect picture. We're seeing that man that we really are. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that man that I really am, I don't like him. Praise God. That's why God says that He's there to change that man. Amen. He's there to show you how you really are, praise God. And He's there to show you how He wants you to be. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's that perfect liberty. Amen. He said, it's not in the law, praise God. The Mosaic law, that was just a schoolmaster to point us to our sinfulness, praise God. It could never save you. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ came amen, to fulfill the law. Hey, glory be to God. He came to fulfill the law. And He said, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. See, that's that continuing in the law, or continue in the Word. That's staying in that work, praise God, where God's put us. Amen. It's like Brother Galloway preached tonight. He said, stay in the boat, praise God. Don't abandon ship. There's dangers in those waters. But praise God, when you stay in the boat with the Lord, praise God, He begins to do those things for us. That's spectacular. Amen. But when we begin to see, praise God, we begin to lose that picture, the real picture of who we are. Amen. We forget what manner of person we are. If we ain't very careful, we'll forget that we're just old sinners saved by grace. Amen. It don't take, and I will say it don't take being out of church and away from the Word of God for 2 or 3 months to get you that way either. Amen. We get away from God and the Word of God and the house of God. It won't take but just a few days, praise God, to the devil and turn you into a wrong path. He'll send you down a different way. He said He began to take His eyes off it, and he began to forget that man that he used to be. Amen. What happens? It no longer bothers him. Huh? We're living in a world that sin does no longer, it don't bother us no more. Amen. What we watch on TV, amen, it's pornography today. Amen. Our culture, we've lost it, praise God. We're living in a sinful world, and we've become used to the dark. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we're not doing the will of God. Amen. When we begin to get bent low, we begin to realize that perfect liberty comes in the Word of God. Amen. He begins to tell us, show us that we're doers of the Word. We continue in that Word. Continue therein. Amen. It's kind of like, fellas, let me explain to these fellas. It's kind of like these ladies. Amen. And every one of you is precious. But it's kind of like ladies, and they go into the bathroom, and they shut that door, and they get before that mirror, and they're preparing to go somewhere special. Amen. You ladies been there? You're getting ready to go somewhere special, getting ready to go out special, a very special day. Maybe it's your wedding night, your wedding day. So you go in there and you shut that door and you get before that mirror. He said, those that are doers, praise God. He said, they do it continually. He said, they get in front of that mirror, praise God, and they begin to look, and they begin to look to see. Because ladies, when you're standing before that, you're going out with that husband for a special night, or you're going to stand before that man and say your vows, and praise God, and enter into holy matrimony, it's a very special time. So you stay in there and you get before that mirror. And you begin to look just as close as you can. You look for any faults, for any blemishes. I mean, I'm talking all the way down to, one hair being out of place. Amen. And if you've got a couple of hairs that's missing, boy, if I tell you what, you'll go, and you'll be a calling Sister Tara, and you'll say, hey, sis, God, I need some help. I got a few out of place. Why? Because He said, glory be to God, when we're doers of the Word, glory to God, He said we look at ourselves closely, and when we see those things that's out of place, praise God, we want to be the best we can, because we're going to be presented to our Father, to the precious Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to look as good as we can. So we stand there and we get as close to that mirror as we can, take our glasses off, and we do a good inspection. Amen. We look to see if there's any faults, any blemishes, any perfections, anything, listen, that's out of place, amen, for a child of God. And then we do what, hey, listen, just like that lady would in front of that mirror, she spends a little extra time, amen. Huh? You spend a little extra time there with the Word. You spend extra time there with God, amen. You spend extra time there in that mirror examining yourself, praise God, because you want to be right. I want to ask you a question. Everybody look at me. I want you to see me. If you knew that the Lord Jesus was coming today, amen, at 12:45, youngest, be ready because Jesus is coming. Do you hear me? If you knew for a fact that at 12:45 Jesus was coming, And I said, Lord, Jesus is going to be here in about 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes to get ready. Pray God, you know what would happen? People would fall on their face before this altar, before a holy God, and they'd say, oh God, forgive me, no sinner. Amen. What we would do, we'd begin to behold ourselves continually before the Lord. And I praise God, we wouldn't look up one whit. Praise God till He took us out of here. Amen. Expect until He come. Amen. Expecting, inspecting till He come. Praise God. He said, if you're a doer of the word, praise God. He said, you're continually inspected in the mirror of God, in the mirror of His word. We stay there and we trim and we primp and we do things, praise God, to where we're a proper child of God. Amen. And we, now listen to this. This is a good part. And we do it with joy because what He's already done for us. Because we realize, praise God, that the Lord's a helping, that He's doing that for us because He loves us. So He's wanting to present us to the Father. How? Without spot or blemish, or any such thing. Amen. So what do? I get down there in my study, and I get that precious mirror out, and I begin to examine me. I begin to look at me. I say, Lord, show me those blemishes. Show me those spots. Show me those things, praise God, that you're dissatisfied with. And God, take in my mighty hands of the great sculptor and make me into what you want me to be. Amen. He begins to mold me. He begins to make me. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. He said, we're looking in that mirror. And we continue to look in that mirror. Praise God, we get close to it and closer to it. Amen. Until it becomes a part of who we are. Amen. And the next thing you know, this blessed old book is just a seeping out of us. Amen. We become God's little children. We become doers of God's Word. Amen. It becomes real in our lives. Amen. In other words, what does it mean to continue therein? It means to take full advantage of what God's given us. To take full advantage of what He's showing us that we can be. He's saying, take full advantage, praise God, of being a doer for the Lord. Amen. Full advantage. It means to seek out. To look for what God has got for us. And when we look out, when we look into, praise God. He said that's when we're looking to see. And listen to me. Now, I will say this as your pastor. When I preach, I love everybody in here, and I've never preached anything to hurt nobody. I love you, and I preach you the full volume of the book. Amen. But what we do if we ain't careful? We'll look at we'll see ourselves in the Word, and we'll see things in our life that we know's not right. Yep. And instead of coming to fall on our face and say, Lord God, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for showing me in the mirror of life, praise God, who I am. Amen. What we'll do is we'll puff up, we'll get mad, and what you do, you get mad at the messenger. See, I'm just a postman. I just bring the mail. Amen. You don't get mad at the mailman because he brings you a bill. Amen. Now, I've tried to get mine to pay mine a time or two. He won't do that either. But I don't get mad at him because he brings it. It's my debt. Amen. I have to pay. Amen. That's the way we are, praise God. Hey, listen, Brother Benson stood here the other night and he preached, praise God, he preached to my heart. And they were several times. I'd say, oh me, Lord, help me. Amen. Why? Because I want to be a doer of the Word, praise God. When I'm looking that mirror of His Word and I see myself, praise God, and I see those imperfections, those flaws, praise God, I say, oh God, help me. Amen. And He begins to clean me and He begins to mold and make me and turn me into something that looks better. Amen. He begins that perfect law of liberty that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It begins to perfect me. Amen. Because the law couldn't save me. But that perfect law of liberty, praise God, it gives me the liberty to be a child of God. Amen. What I'm saying is it allows me to approach the throne of grace and say, Lord, here I am, an old sinner. Please save me. Please help me. Please mold me. Please make me. Praise God. Are you a doer today? That one that follows continually, praise God, he's continuing to follow in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He continually... He can, and continueth therein. He not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Amen. He said, no, he's not a forgetful hearer. He said, don't just hear, let it go in one ear and out the other, but praise God. He says, oh God, that's me. Amen. I like it when they plow it straight. I told you, praise God, they can preach it straighter than I can live it. But they ain't no man can preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. Because that's God Almighty helping my heart, praise God, to help your heart. Amen. Praise God, so that I can follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I told you, hey, listen, in just a little while, Jesus has already ascended up into glory. He's a mediator one. He's making mediation. He's our advocate with the Father. Amen. He pleads our case. Amen. He pleads our case, and we can go to Him and we can say, Lord, please, I need your help. And He pleads the case, praise God, and from the throne of grace. He said, we can enter in boldly for the throne of grace. And said, we can say, Lord, please help me. I'm just an old sinner whatever the need may be. And the Lord says, all right. Holy Spirit of God comes down and touches our heart, shows us our need. Praise God, and shows us who'll meet that need. Amen. Glory be to God, and we bow our head and we say, oh God, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. Take me, Lord, take me to heaven. And we repent of that. See, repentance is it's a strange thing in the land that we live. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't believe, hey, I'm saved. I don't think you got to repent no more. Amen. Hey, listen, when I got saved, I don't repent no more. But I don't repent no less either. Amen. Praise God, when I was a lost man, I didn't see the need for repentance. But now, praise God, since I've been saved and born again, since I'm a doer of the Word, praise God. I have to repent every day and say, Lord God, forgive me of my sinfulness. You say, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. Amen. Just an old sinner saved by grace. And we just have to say, Lord God, every day, please forgive me and help me. You know what you do? When we repent, we're praying God, we're going this way. And when we repent, we turn around, praise God, and we let that sin go on by itself. And we turn back to God and we say, Lord God, here I am. Send me the way you want me to go. Amen. That's what a doer of the Word is. That's one that stops, repents, turns around, prays, and we never go that other way again. Amen? But we go the way God wants us to go, with His help, for His glory.